This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. The humanitarian crisis that is the civil war in Yemen is our focus. It rages on between the Saudi-led coalition, the U.S. is part of that Saudi-led coalition, we should point out, and the Shiite Houthi rebels are on the other side. Last weekend, attempts to renew a 72-hour ceasefire intended to allow humanitarian aid into the country disintegrated after Saudi-led airstrikes were conducted on a Houthi stronghold of Sana'a, Yemen's largest city. On Tuesday, a United Nations envoy delivered a peace proposal to the Iran-allied rebels in Sana'a. No response yet. Is Yemen the new Laos, poorest country in the region, locked in a secret war that no one can stop? And a famine growing, millions of its citizens in a state of malnourishment or actual starvation. Reports have also emerged that Saudi Arabia is deliberately targeting farms and the state's agricultural industry. In a moment, we'll hear from one father struggling to hold his family safely together in Yemen's capital city of Sana'a. But first, we go to Adam Barron, who was based in Yemen as a journalist from 2011 to 2014. He's now a visiting fellow with the European Council on Foreign Relations, a researcher at the Institute for Social Anthropology. He says the people who want the war to end have no voice on the international stage.
I mean, that's really the unfortunate thing, is you have certain people that speak in the name of the Yemeni people. The internationally recognized president, Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi, will speak in the name of the Yemeni people. Abdelmalek al-Houthi, the leader of the Houthi movement, will speak in the name of the Yemeni people. But who is actually speaking for the Yemeni people, who is actually willing speaking towards the true concerns of the Yemeni people who want the war to end, who would like to have enough food to eat, who would like to have the ability to travel in and out of the country. And, you know, unfortunately, there's no one doing that. And I think part of the issue is you do see this real lack of interest from Western actors in this conflict, despite the fact that the West is deeply involved in this conflict. When you look at the bombs that are being dropped in Yemen, these are U.S. bombs. These are British-made bombs. In some cases, these are European-made bombs. You know,
these are bunker busters. These are cluster bombs. I mean, I've seen pictures of all kinds of munitions with U.S. serial numbers in Yemen, and I don't see a lot of boxes of U.S. cheese and food in Yemen.
Well, I mean, that's a huge issue as well. But I think part of that is, on the one hand, yes, I completely agree that there's a need for a humanitarian mission to go into Yemen and greater humanitarian aid. But in the absence of an end to the war, and particularly in the absence of the end to the blockades that are preventing the blockades and blockages that are preventing Yemen from being part of the global economy, that are, for example, preventing a country that imports 90% of its food from receiving shipping from the majority of its key ports. In the absence of that, humanitarian aid is basically a drop in the bucket. When we're dealing with these numbers where 80% of Yemenis, 80%, 20 million people are in need of humanitarian aid, hundreds of thousands, I think the latest number is 850,000 Yemeni children are malnourished. These are numbers that just humanitarian aid alone will never deal with. This is something that will only be dealt with in terms of an end or at the very least a de-escalation of the conflict. And the unfortunate thing is, you know, even if the conflict ends today, Yemen will be facing the effects of this. Just on a humanitarian, on a health level, Yemen is looking at a lost generation, a situation where you will be facing the effects of this for decades to come.
Well, I can hear the frustration in your voice, and I have to say that I share it as I try to even, you know, formulate questions on this conflict in Yemen. But what if you were explaining to a child inside Yemen who's, you know, educated, who, you know, there are people in Yemen who aren't necessarily in poverty, but, you know, that said, there's famine all over the country. How would a father explain to his kids why there's a war?
Yeah, I think it's just this tremendous selfishness, this short-sightedness of people of powerful people working for their own interests in terms of rather than working for the good of the people. And what you see is literally a country being ripped apart at the shreds. It's hard as someone that lived in Yemen for 3 years who considers Sana'a, you know, home, considers most of Yemen my home. It's something very hard to comprehend. It's something just really hard to sort of deal with, that this place that once existed, that you know, in a lot of senses, no longer exists. The Yemen that was no longer is. And what we're seeing now is really a rapidly deteriorating situation that, in the absence of some sort of de-escalation, in the absence of some sort of end of the conflict, will only get worse.
Adam Barron is a visiting fellow with the European Council on Foreign Relations. He's a researcher at the Institute for Social Anthropology. He spoke with us from Vienna. Adam, thank you so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.